Democrats reveal plot to block Donald Trump's agenda after landslide victory. By Wendell Hasebo on February 5, 2025. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, introduced a 10-point plan this week to prevent President Donald Trump from realizing his America First agenda. The plan signals Jeffries will lead his members to obstruct the president, even though Trump campaigned on the policies and won a landslide victory. The strategy comes as the shattered Democrat Party does not appear to know why Trump won or how to prevent further defeats. Democrats enlisted psychologists to help them cope with Trump's first week in office and are in the middle of revamping their 9-year-old talking points that claimed without evidence that Trump and Republicans were racists, bigots, and misogynists. Jeffries' latest strategy does not claim Republicans are racists, bigots, and misogynists, but it does allege they believe in far-right extremism. Jeffries' 10-point strategy includes leveraging the March 14 federal funding deadline to prevent Trump from freezing or diverting appropriated funds. Trump's agenda must be choked off in the upcoming government funding bill, if not sooner, he said. Democrats tried to impeach Trump in 2019 for cutting foreign aid to Ukraine to fight corruption. But 6 years later, Jeffries said he will leverage the deadline to try to convince establishment House Republicans to vote against Trump's budget. Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, will be tasked with whipping all Republican House votes to pass any spending measure for the Republican Senate to approve. Jeffries also said Democrats will introduce legislation to prevent DOJ's alleged unlawful access to the Treasury Department, where DOJ and Elon Musk are auditing federal spending outflows. The Trump administration targeted the Treasury's payment system to curtail government waste, fraud, and abuse. The Biden administration wasted $236 billion in improper payments throughout 71 federal programs in 2023, according to the Government Accountability Office. Axios reported on Jeffries' additional initiatives. He urged members, for example, to reach out to canvass their districts for constituents affected by Trump's actions, saying he plans to hold a tele-town hall Monday night, February 3. He also wrote that Democrats on the House Oversight and Judiciary Committees will lay out for their colleagues ongoing lawsuits to prevent some Trump acts like firing inspectors general and purging the civil service. We have to bring the reputation of the FBI. We have to bring the fact of the FBI back to what it could be. Even better than what it ever was, Trump told reporters on Monday. Because who would have thought that the FBI could have been corrupted like they were corrupted? Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.